studio, still sitting at 22 degrees, warmed up a little, but foggy. And joining me is Neil Foster, Manager of Seed Certification and Executive Director of the Crop Improvement. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Chuck. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good, but I heard you guys were really foggy in the Brookings area this morning.
Well, I can see the stadium, which is about a half mile away now. First time all morning.
Oh,
and the sun's starting to break through.
I heard it was about a 0% visibility.
Yeah, this morning coming to work, it wasn't very quick because of the fog.
Well, I know with SD up there at South Dakota State University, and I see it, you go to the wrestling matches, and so do we, and there's been some exciting ones up there. That crowd gets into it, don't they? Big crowds.
Oh, yeah, they've had really good crowds the last several matches.
And, of course,
if anybody needs some exciting entertainment, that's the thing to catch.
I'll tell you, that crowd just goes crazy on some of those. And it's exciting matches, and South Dakota State's one of the better teams in the nation, so it's fun to watch. Anyway, Neil, let's talk a little about coming up on the crop show. It's coming up, State Crop Show, February 2nd. Let's talk a little about that. I know we have the forms and the lots and stuff. It is going to be on the Watertown Winter Farm Show site. You go there, watertownwinterfarmshow.com, and you can pull up all of our things. But we're doing things a little different. We're giving them some more prizes.
Yep. The samples need to be into the office by February 2nd, by noon, and the judging on the crops will occur that afternoon. In the last couple of years we've done this, there's a $1,000 prize, and everybody that enters a sample gets their name put in a hat. And I can't remember which day at the show, but we'll have a drawing one day and award the prize. And whoever wins it gets to select a 4-H or an FFA or a combination that we donate the prize money to.
And that's been pretty good. I know it's been one has won it in Watertown, and one's won, Hensmeyer won it last year. And he gave to Groton and I think Webster.
Webster.
FFA.
Yep.
And Becky Slaughterback gave to half to Cottington County and 4-H and half to the FFA.
Yeah, so it gets spread around, and it's, in today's monetary sense, it's not a huge amount of money, but it's a pretty good amount for those clubs. It really helps them.
Well, it is when they have to raise money to go to some of these conventions and training and stuff, so it's good to give back to the Ag. Let's talk about, though, that we have them broken up into different areas. And this year we're given a first-place plaque and second and third ribbons to each area, like wheat and so on.
Yeah, that's all listed on the website, I think.
And then I think we're given a grand champion to the small grains and row crops, 4-H.
And grand champion for 4-H's, too.
And so that'll be on display. But that, again, that's coming in. You guys will be coming down on Friday and judging, and you're going to, I guess, we want them in by noon because the FFA, or I shouldn't say the FFA, LATI kids will be down there, and we'll be kind of registering them and getting them in. The one thing we want to tell, Neil, is that if the biggest problem we have is when we get done, we start picking them up, and we put it into a bag and get rid of them. If they need it, they got to let you know.
Let us know, and we'll mark them so they get saved.
Because if they're not marked, they're going to go into a big bag, and you won't have them anymore. But please tell the kids saved, or when you bring them into the extension offices, just put saved so we know, and we'll make sure we keep them. But the thing is, you don't want them sitting in the office for a week. You want them picked up that day, or at least the next day.
We'll pick them up as soon as you can if you want them.
So, Neil, what are you hearing about? That is, again, February 2nd. Bring them into the extension office or in your counties. If they're coming, some of the crop shows, they bring them up, and it's a lot of fun. It's kind of fun to see how your stuff tests. And don't forget about the 4-H's and silage as well as the crops and the grains. Let's talk a little about, Neil, how did the seed certification go this year? Were the numbers down, or did they keep up pretty good?
We were down. It just reflects what's happening on the farm now. Their winter wheat acres were down, spring wheat acres were down. I saw in the last report, winter wheat across the U.S. was down, I think, a million acres or more, and I think 600,000 of those were in South Dakota.
Well, I think they're talking about this could be the lowest wheat yield on record, or wheat acres on record since the early 1900s, something like that?
That could very well be.
Do you think spring wheat might see a few acres coming, though?
Yeah, I saw the market was up on spring wheat, at least the last report I saw was. You know, they need to pencil it out and figure out what's going to make them the most, either corn, soybeans, or wheat. But also, when you plant a small grain, you need to take into account the bump you get in that following year's crop and credit that back to that small grain crop, whether it's wheat or oats, and that will make that small grain crop more profitable.
Well, I just got done talking with Karen Osmond, executive director of the Wheat Inc., and you know Karen very well as you work very closely with her. And she was saying the same thing that, you know, after that wheat, you got to pencil that in when you do those crop reports that you might get another 10, 15% on that next crop.
Yeah, we had one producer out by the river this year that said his only corn that did any good was what was following wheat.
Well, and it's kind of like a half season of summer fallow is what it really is that you're saving. And if some of the older guys remember the summer fallow we used to do over in western Clark County. That was done all the time, but we've changed our added things. But it does definitely help.
Yep.
As well as reduces that weed problems that we do have as well.
Yep, it helps with your weed problems. It breaks your disease cycles. It helps invigorate a lot of your little critters that live in the soil that help make those crops.
Now, I know you work with Brent Turnip Seed a lot with the seeds testing. How were what's he seeing on some of these? Are they pretty good quality small grain?
Yeah, we haven't had any real disease issues with the small grains this year. It wasn't a big year for scab problems. You know, most of the germs are good, clean, and high.
So it should be plenty of good seed out there if they need to get going.
Yeah,
a lot to depend, of course, on Mother Nature and where we go and what we do. But they always say sometimes a short season crop isn't bad. And old farmers always used to say you got to plant them both.
Oh yeah, and if you're looking for seed sources for certified seeds, stop by our booth at the Watertown Farm Show and pick up one of our directories. It's got everybody's name and varieties and acres listed.
And you'll be able to help them and talk about different varieties. And I know you'll be there. Jack will be there. I'm sure Brent and a lot of the directors will be there as well.
Yep.
Well, Neil, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for joining. Again, that crop show is February 2nd at noon at the Extension Center here in Watertown. Farm show starts at the 6th. And so we'll have them all displayed and ready.